This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that for India, climate justice is no alternative but a moral duty. Participating in the session on environment, COP30 and global health, on the second day of BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, the Prime Minister pointed out that for some, the environment is just statistics, but for India, it is part of its ethos imbibed since generations. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister also held bilateral meetings with Bolivian President Luis Arce Catacora and President of Uruguay, Yumandu Orsi, on the sidelines of the summit. Later in the day, a leaders' framework declaration will be announced on climate finance. The leaders will also launch a BRICS partnership for the elimination of socially determined diseases. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will depart to Brasilia, the capital of Brazil, for a state visit. It is only after a period of 57 years that an Indian Prime Minister is here for a state visit. Indian Ambassador to Brazil Dinesh Bhatia informed that 4 MOUs will be signed during the Prime Minister's state visit tomorrow. These will be on working together on counter-terrorism, to mutually share confidential information, cooperate in renewable energy and agriculture research. Earlier participating in the outreach session on the first day of the BRICS summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that no country should weaponize critical minerals, technology and supply chains to further its own selfish gain. He said in addition to greater cooperation in critical minerals and technology, there is a need to focus on securing and making their supply chains resilient. The Prime Minister called on BRICS nations to collectively pursue the responsible use of artificial intelligence, highlighting the importance of balancing innovation with governance. Addressing the media, Secretary Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, Damu Ravi said, Prime Minister Modi strongly articulated the need for the reform in the multilateral global organizations. The Prime Minister had said that the UN Security Council, IMF, World Bank and WTO must undergo immediate reforms to reflect contemporary realities and challenges.
Honourable Prime Minister's visit assumes added importance, and the fact that India is a founding member of the BRICS, India had always participated in the BRICS summit, and also the fact that next year India will be taking over the chair. Honourable Prime Minister's participation assumes greater significance and importance given that background.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi explained to the World Forum in BRICS that planetary and human health are interconnected and Indians imbibe reverence towards nature for generations. He was speaking at the BRICS summit on a session on environment, COP30 and global health in Rio de Janeiro today. He emphasized that for India, climate justice is no alternative but a moral duty. He said during the India presidency of BRICS next year, it will be redefined as building resilience and innovation for cooperation and sustainability. He said for India, climate justice is not just an option, it is a moral duty. Mr. Modi outlined the potential focus area for India's BRICS leadership, stressing on preparedness for unexpected situations. He noted that COVID-19 demonstrated how viruses disregard borders and solutions should not be limited to nationality. Speaking about the initiatives of his government in India, the Prime Minister said that Mission Life, Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam, and International Solar Alliance, Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, Green Hydrogen Mission, Global Biofuels for Environmental Conservation. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal announced 5,000 crore rupees initiatives to boost the waterways and maritime sector in Northeast region. Speaking in Guwahati, he highlighted major port expansions, rising cruise tourism and plans to train 50,000 youth for maritime jobs. New tourism and cargo jetties will be built in Silghat, Nemati, Biswanath Ghat and Guidon with 300 crore rupees investment. A special dedicated web portal will be available for self-enumeration during the upcoming census. It will be available for both the phases of Census 2027. In a series of social media posts, the Registrar General and Census Commissioner of India said it will be the first digital census in the country and the data will be collected using mobile apps in English, Hindi and regional languages. In Wimbledon tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri paired with American professional Robert Galloway bowed out of men's doubles as they lost a round of 16 match against Spanish-Argentine pair of Marcel Granollers and Horacio Zabelos at London. And that is the end of this news bulletin.